A commentary by a Saanich resident. I heard with concern about Saanich's plan to charge for dropping green waste at the municipal yard. I use the drop-off program extensively to handle green waste in volumes and types not suitable for either composting or bi-weekly cart pickup. Instead, we are being encouraged to compost at home and use our organics cart. I don't think these are viable alternatives, nor do I support another user charge. We compost at home, and as a result have little use for our organics cart. We freeze meat scraps that shouldn't go in the compost bin and only put the cart out every 2 or 3 months, so we don't get much value from the $35 we pay for the smallest green cart. However, we have 12 oak trees on our residential lot, and as a result we put out 130 barrels of oak leaves for the leaf collection program. That program is very valuable to residents of areas with oak trees. Over 2 or 3 months, we also hauled at least another 32 barrels of acorns and branches not suitable for either home compost or leaf collection. That was 4 pickup loads, $60 if they are charged at the proposed $15 a load. This doesn't include another 4 loads or so per year of cedar prunings and other material not suitable for composting. Let's look at the option of using the new 240-liter cart for nearly $100. My barrels are 120 liters, so 32 barrels would take 16 collection days using the 240-liter cart, spread over 32 weeks. Meantime, I would need to store the contents of all the barrels in a large pile somewhere, for nearly 8 months. That leaves 4 months to dispose of the other 8 months' worth of prunings. Something doesn't add up here. I understand the desire to reduce what's done at the municipal workyard. Have other models been considered? For example, 1. A curbside collection model. 200 feet away from me in Oak Bay, mixed green waste piles are picked up in spring, in addition to a leaf collection program similar to Saanich's. 2. A distributed model, e.g. with containers placed in parking lots at parks. Too much cross-contamination? What about doing that only periodically, with staff supervision? As a retired environmental manager, my professional experience says we should be doing everything we can to encourage organic material to be collected separately from garbage. Organic material is a valuable resource. I cannot believe that introducing another user charge is the only or best solution. I look forward to hearing some fresh ideas about how to approach this issue. ![To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.